If you drive down DeKalb Avenue, you might see a large green sign on the side of a warehouse. It's a picture of a teacup that says Polly on the Avenue. When you enter the door under the teacup, you find dozens of clay bowls, plates, jars, vases, olive oil dispensers, and even bird feeders. And of course, Polly the Potter, whose ceramics have graced Atlanton's kitchens for 25 years.
I taught myself how to throw pottery in high school, and then I was able to go to Warren Wilson College and work in the craft shop during the work study program at that college. And then I went on to art school, and I went there with the sole intent of being a potter. And I left there knowing that I could be a potter. The word failure was never a part of my vocabulary ever.
Her pottery is distinctive, with bright splotches of color and white spirals.
I wanted something bright and colorful. A lot of pottery is very brown, and I'm not much of a brown person. I got a big personality, and people need bright colors in their lives.
Or she adorns the pots with whimsical angels hiding behind a city skyline.
I like putting pretty things on the table, pretty interesting things on the table, as opposed to your normal, generic Target ware.
Polly bejewels many of her ceramics with tenets to live by.
My favorite thing is laugh a lot. And also, I sign my pots Polly Made Me, and that always invokes laughter for a lot of people. They get it. I put a little soul in my pots. I think my live with passion, desire much, love big, all comes from just wanting a good life and wanting to experience a good life and expect the best.
The splash of water to soften the clay and the spin of the potter's wheel rev up most of Polly's mornings.
In the morning, I make pots, actually make them on the wheel, and then I usually in the afternoon trim and decorate the pots I made the day before. It's all just like a four-day process, get them ready to fire. And then on occasion, I'll have after-school classes, and then I wait for this festival season to come around, and that's how I market myself out of there.
In addition to making pottery to support herself, she does commissions and has her pottery at several restaurants around the town.
Stone Soup Kitchen, Flying Biscuit, Rhea's Bluebird. I will tell you that I love having people meet me and say, oh, I've seen your pot somewhere, this restaurant or that restaurant or in somebody's home. I did have somebody tell me one time, oh, you're Polly the Potter? Every house I've been in has got a pot of yours in their house. I mean, that's an awesome thing.
She also has a summer clay camp for kids. Along with pottery, she tries to impart the thirst for independence among her students, particularly the girls.
I teach from a very big space of independence and creating your own independence and figuring out what that independence is to be able to have a happy life.
She fashions herself a challenge to the traditional role models her students see at school and even at home.
When the kids walk into my house and they see a woman that has a fun job, she's by herself, she has a great dog, she's running her whole business by herself, they get an opportunity to see that.
Her latest phrase of choice, perhaps to be adorned on a new series of pots, is, I survived because the fire inside burned brighter than the fire around me. For City Lights, I'm Gabby Watts.